Every year, Prague City Tourism highlights selected attractions aimed at drawing more visitors to the Czech capital. This year, the accent is on slow tourism, promoting the city's cafes, restaurants and the best of Czech design. To find out more, I spoke to Kateřina Pavlitová, Marketing Director at Prague City Tourism, about their plans for 2017.
In recent years, we have been focusing on various scenes that have to do with gastronomy. A few years ago, we did a beer campaign, and last year, as you recall, we had the Charles IV anniversary, and in connection with that, we started promoting wine culture in Prague because Charles IV was the founder of viticulture in Prague. And we are continuing with the gastronomic theme this year with the theme of Prague cafes, which have traditionally been much more than just establishments where you can get a cup of coffee. There were centers of intellectual life and debates and so on. And what people may not know, and what is probably not widely known, at least in Europe, is that the Prague coffee culture has undergone a major renaissance in recent years. And we are on the brink of being able to compete with such cafe powerhouses as London or Berlin. There's a huge quantity of new cafes that are very ambitious in terms of the quality of coffee they offer. And of course, we, in addition to these new style coffee houses, some people talk about third wave cafes inspired by Berlin style cafes, which means emphasizing the origin and technology of the coffee processing. Of course, we have a lot of places that have illustrious history and beautiful design and fantastic interiors and are connected with, you know, some very famous names ranging from European intellectuals such as Franz Kafka to people like Albert Einstein and so on. So the history is still here. The architecture is still here, but what's new is this wonderful gastronomic culture. And of course, we also think that that this sort of slow tourism, this kind of way of absorbing the city life, you know, from over a great cup of coffee, is the best way to enjoy the city.
I would assume that beer remains a major attraction, but now you're focusing on a different segment of the beer market, I understand.
Well, you know, beer and coffee are not really competing with each other. There are a lot of people who, you know, love beer, and, you know, some of the same people would love to stop in a cafe and enjoy a great cup of coffee, but it's really not so much about the coffee per se, but more about the experience of, you know, being part of the society of Prague and sort of absorbing it, not necessarily in one of the, you know, most centrally located cafes that are in every guidebook, such as the Municipal House or the Slavia, but also discovering wonderful cafes in districts like Letná or Vinohrady. And that goes together with another goal that we have as a marketing organization, which is to motivate people to visit places beyond the historical center. So there are a lot of districts nowadays that are getting actually a lot of press for being the new up-and-coming interesting neighborhood in Prague. Karlín has been getting a lot of press, and Karlín is actually one of those places that has a lot of really wonderful cafes. Vinohrady has probably the most cafes per square mile or square kilometer of any Prague district, but Letná is sort of the cool, you know, hip district, which has a lot of wonderful alternative style cafes, which have a lot of local charm, and that's a very authentic way to see and experience what Prague is all about.
I understand you're also preparing a guide for shopaholics or people who simply want to do some shopping in Prague and buy some Czech products.
Right. We're not actually billing it as a shopping guide per se, but certainly there are different people coming to Prague, and most everybody would like to buy something to take home with them. And we have felt the need to highlight interesting products that are made by Czech companies and that have an aesthetic quality, as opposed to the souvenirs that you still find in many areas of Prague, such as the totally inauthentic Russian army hats and the Matryoshkas those Russian nesting dolls and so on. But our guide will actually not be labeled as a shopping guide. It's more a guide to design in Prague, and will feature not just shops, but also museums and wonderful interiors that people can visit. That guide is still in the works, but we're planning that and a dedicated website or section of our website that will give people some orientation in what there is in terms of contemporary and historical design in Prague, where to go, what to buy, and how to learn more about it. Also, it's worth noting that the Museum of Decorative Arts, which is currently under renovation, is slated to reopen towards the end of this year. So that will, of course, be a major event and worth commemorating and highlighting in our design guide.
Well, I understand that you also have a broad offer for people who want to see Prague in a different way, from just getting on a bike and biking around Prague, scooters, something that you call an adrenaline tour of Prague. You take people underground. Is that right?
Well, that's certainly correct. We have a wide range of tours that are, you know, some of them are themed and, you know, are sort of ready-made tours, but our guides, you know, who are the highest trained guides in the city, can also tailor their tours to, a client's individual interest. But there are also guides who are not necessarily working for Prague City Tourism, and it's a sign of the times that today Prague has probably the widest assortment of tour experiences it's ever had in history. So there are people who are focusing on tours that focus on street art, graffiti. There are people who provide all kinds of sporty tours of Prague, like you mentioned, from bikes. And then again, it can be a standard city bike, or it can be a vintage communist era bike, or it can be actually not a tour of the city center, but it can be a fairly demanding hardcore mountain bike trip to the outskirts of Prague. What's incredibly popular is food tours. So there are quite a few companies that offer tours dedicated to Prague gastronomy, ranging from street food to the finest restaurants. So
can you explain a little what that entails? Is it like eating from morning till night? To go from one restaurant to another.
Typically, those tours, I think, only take a few hours. I think that they can take, around 4 or 5 hours. It depends on whether you want sort of an introduction to Czech food. In that case, the tour guide might take you to some delis and possibly even shops, and you will have some snacks on the go. And you will be told about, the Czech food tradition and the typical flavors and try some typical products. And that can be done for a small group, and those can be relatively inexpensive. But if you're a serious, dedicated foodie, then you might actually go on a tour of the finest restaurants in Prague, and the guides, the one company that comes to mind is called Taste of Prague, but there's also a company called Eating Prague Tours. They will take you behind the scenes. You get to meet the chef. You might have a tasting menu specially prepared for you. So it can be a very high and very sophisticated experience for those people who are really serious about exploring the finest Prague has to offer in terms of gastronomy.
You mentioned some very unusual things. What is the craziest thing on offer?
Well, people might have heard about the tours offered by a company called Pragulik. And these are tours that are led by actual homeless people in Prague. And they sort of show you the underbelly of Prague, typically in the evening or at night. And they tell you about the city history of some of the places in the center. They tell you what it's like living as a homeless person. And even though that may sound a bit exploitative at first, the bulk of the admission of the tour goes to the person providing the service. And the company, as I understand, actually is working with the homeless, trying to improve their conditions and making it easier for them to make a living in a dignified way. And that has been hugely popular with Czechs. I'm not sure to what extent this is possible in English, but I believe you would have to have an interpreter come along. But those tours have taken the Czech market by storm. I haven't been on one yet, but I'm planning to.
There's certainly a lot to pick from. You also offer, you have suggestions for people who wish to spend Valentine's Day in Prague. So what are some of the things they can do? Valentine's is coming up, so...
Well, there are many, many very obvious things you can do, such as, book a fantastic restaurant and have a romantic meal on Valentine's Day. Or you can do something as simple as taking a walk to a beautiful locale. My personal pick, if I was to celebrate Valentine's Day, would be to take a cruise on the river. Because, we as Praguers tend to underestimate the appeal of river cruises because they always seem a little too touristy to us. But the fact of the matter is that there's a great variety of these cruises now available. The food, which used to be very basic, is now actually very good. And just the experience of gliding under those bridges, in the dusk while soft music is playing and you have a fantastic meal in front of you would be something that I think would be at the top of my list.
Right. Mrs. Pavlitova, thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
You're very welcome.